Hey, welcome back to the Shattered Diamond Podcast. I'm your host, Cash, just dropping in to give you the weekly gem to push you through the rest of the week. Let's go. Hey, you guys, welcome back to the Shattered Diamond Podcast. I am not going to apologize, but last week's episode is a bit late, if you can't tell. So I'm going to hit you guys with two episodes this week. So last week, I wasn't there. Like, mentally, physically, I was here, but mentally, it just wasn't there for me. So last Wednesday when I was leaving work. Was it the last Wednesday or last Tuesday? I cannot remember for the life of me now. But I just felt like something was a bit off. Not sure where it came from. If you guys don't know, I was diagnosed with anxiety and depression shortly after having Jordan. And for the most part, I've done really well. But I do have moments where something's wrong and I don't know what. So last week I recorded something and I was fired up and I just couldn't get the words out. So like I said, you're going to get two this week. So yay you. And I just want to talk about burnout because I really think that's what that was last week. I've taken time to, you know, really figure out what I want. What steps I have to take to get there, things like that. But I was really, really getting burnt out. So, for instance, I work Sunday through Wednesday, which means yesterday I was supposed to go to work. I tried to make in-person church, but it happens where I watch online because we oversleep. And I don't really get the time to really focus on the words. Like, I hear it, but am I really listening to what it's, the pastor's saying? But I don't. It's like, I just show up so it's something I can check off my list, which isn't cool. Like, if I'm at home watching it on my iPad or on the TV, I will also be doing the dishes and doing laundry or meal prepping. I wasn't really giving it the intentional time that I needed. So I would hear little spurts. I would hear little things here and there, but I wasn't submerged in it like I really wanted to be, I guess. So yesterday I woke up and something just didn't feel right. I felt like there was a dark cloud over me. Actually, I spoke to my coworker. He said he felt the same thing, which is kind of weird. It was like a dark cloud over me, like something's not right. I need to do something, like what's going on? So we got up and went to church. The girls, we stayed for both services. There was people that were baptized. And some of the word yesterday really, really made me think, and I think it will resonate with some of you, or the message for yesterday. So we have a series. Our series is Soul Clinic. And yeah, kind of self-explanatory. Like, what are you doing to take care of your soul? And something that he said that really, really got to me was, what's the plan of action that you're taking to make sure that your soul is taken care of? Like, if you're like me, you're a planner. I plan what we're going to eat. I plan everything out. How many times I'm going to go to the gym, what times I'm going to the gym, everything like that. Everything else in my life has a time, and it's done intentionally. But the one thing that I did not do, one of the things I wasn't doing intentionally is making sure that I'm spending time, like, in silence. In prayer and silence. And it doesn't have to be an hour. It doesn't have to be 45 minutes like it is in the gym. It could be 10 minutes a day. But Where am I? I have the time. I'm not gonna lie, I have the time. I just have to make the time. So are you somebody like me that you're like, God's gonna be here when I have time, so it's okay. I don't have to make time right now. Like that wasn't really my thought process, but looking back, that's how it seems it was. So this one's not even gonna be that long. Trying to say this podcast this is not going to be that long. It's just I wanted to share with you guys what he talked about. Let me see. So he gave us three tips on to, I guess, like a plan of action type of thing, or getting. He was talking about how we think everything to the cloud. Like you have an iPhone, you sync everything to the cloud, everything's backed up. If you were to lose your phone, you can sign in and get everything back. You can get a new phone, sign in, and get everything back like nothing ever happened. But are you really taking the time to intentionally sync your soul with God? I was like, oh, that's a good one. It's so good. I watched it twice. I mean, I watched it twice, I listened twice. So there's three steps that he gave us. One. Y'all can't tell I haven't had my coffee yet, like at all. I came straight from the school drop off. I was like, I need to record right now. So that's what I'm doing. Haven't had my coffee. Haven't even had my alone time like I'm talking to y'all about, but I'm going to. So number one is learn how to be still before God. So something that he said was, God's not gonna be a loud person. God's not gonna scream, yell. He's going to whisper. And sometimes we're so busy thinking that we're gonna get this big old sign, like there's gonna be a parting of a sea, or a bush is gonna be on fire, or a dove's gonna come down from the heavens with a message and give us something. And that's not what it is. That's not how God speaks to us. And that's so true, because there's been times when I've had no choice but to sit and listen, and it's never a big old megaphone of whoa, like nothing like that. It might be a little nudge or something, or a random thought pops into my head like, oh, I could do this. Oh, this is it. It's not gonna be like the intercom at Walmart when somebody's trying to get up at the party. You know what I'm talking about? Can we have the red broom meet their party at customer service? Like, no, it's not one of those type of things. So that was number one, be still before God. Two, wait for God. And basically learning how to listen. I said he whispers before. I was supposed to. It was supposed to be on part two. Number one is take the 10 minutes. Be still. Just take the 10 minutes. At least 10 minutes in the morning, or where you can. I would say the morning, just so you could start your day off right. Then last one was lucky number three, and it's reflect on God's goodness. So kind of like reflect on what God has done for you, the praise that he's answered. Sometimes it's the prayers he hasn't answered yet. That's also a good thing too, honestly, because I remember praying for stuff when I wasn't in such a great space. I'd just say physically, and I remember praying for stuff and I didn't get it then and there. It's like you can't Amazon Prime a prayer. You can't rush God. But I remember stuff I prayed about, and now, like a few years later, I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh my word. I prayed about this. I prayed about it like 3 years ago, but it happened. So that's still something to reflect on. Like I said, you can't Amazon Prime your blessings. Something that I've done that's really helped me is I keep sticky notes and a pen by my bed. Honestly, I keep notebooks, books, sticky notes, pens, highlighters by my bed, and I have a prayer. I have a prayer jar under my nightstand type of thing. So what I do, I don't do it as often as I want. I mean, not I want like that I would like. But what I do is write down a prayer. It might be for me, it might be for somebody else, it might be for the world, it might be for whatever, the community, and I'll drop it in there. So the other day, I transitioned from the regular size, not the regular size, but I had like a little, what was in there? I'm trying to think something I could describe. It wasn't like, you know, like the little popcorn things, not the big tin cans, but they have like a small one or like a candy looking jar type of thing. So I had one of those and I filled it up. So now I have a, what is it? A water container. It's like a big mason jar with a spout. The spout's broken, so there's no there's no use for it right now besides my prayer jar. And it's crazy because when you look at the object that I filled, it's not tiny. But then I pour those prayers into this jar and it looks, it's so small. It takes up like no space. I'm just saying this to say you might want to do that. You might want to get a prayer jar, even a journal. I just like the prayer jar idea because I can write it down, fold it up, put it in there, and just let it be. And something I did the other day, I shook it up and I was like, I want to see what prayer I'm gonna pull out, and I want to see where like if that prayer has been answered. And when it, even if it is answered, I'm not going in looking at it all the time. I just wanted to pull one out, and it was answered. And I was just like, oh yeah, I got to tell y'all about this. So again, let me give you the three tips without me fumbling over my words. If I fumble, just blame it on coffee. Oh, something else that he was talking about. It's like your soul needing rest. My soul does not rest. It does not. I'm on go 24/7. Like I said, I can't sit for too long. So something he did speak about was having a Sabbath. Like even God rested a day. He took a break. We need to take a break, especially as moms. Like as a single mom, it's kind of hard, but it can be done, especially if your kids are in daycare. Instead of like my Thursdays and Fridays are when the girls are in daycare, I'm out of work, and I try my best to not do anything on Thursdays, but sometimes it just doesn't work out. But I'm no longer allowing myself to not let Thursdays work out. Because Fridays, those are just the days I pick the girls up and we have time. We go get ice cream before we come home. Saturdays is the days where we go out and do stuff together. So to me, Thursdays are going to be my Sabbath. And I know it's kind of like a random day. Most people do like Saturdays or Sundays, but for my work schedule and for where I am right now, Thursdays are gonna have to be mine. So Thursday it's gonna be like no social media. That means I'm gonna have to record my podcast before Thursday. So yeah, so honoring the Sabbath, if you don't do that, you need to do it. Even if you can't take a whole day, if you could do like a half a day or something like that, work up to a whole day, it'll be cool. All right, so again, the three steps: be still before God, wait for God, and reflect on the goodness of God. That's all I got for y'all right now. And I know I fumbled over some of these words. You already know I'm not gonna edit this. I hope you guys found some nuggets in here that you can take and that you can use. And I just want to thank you guys so much for the support. And we'll talk later. Mwah.